All right. Today is going to be an interesting thought. Today I want to talk on a subject of Father's kingdom. Do you guys ever ask the question, who God can really trust? Like, honestly, who can God trust with his kingdom? What is going on? How it works? Today's message, it's not for the babies. Today is going to be for the mature Christians, guys. So listen very carefully and learn this way. Because a lot of people think, if God called me, I am automatically have to do something. But do you know Bible shows us and teaches us there is a certain process that you have to go through. There is no, you cannot skip the process. You never find a person that God anointed and he gets into his ministry right away. There is always a process. You know, the Joseph's life is great example of how God chooses you, bless you, anoint you, then you go through the process and emerge as the son of God. See, the thing, guys, we all have potential to bring kingdom. Not all of us do. Because a lot of people, you get saved, you get blessed, but people don't want to die. Do you know Bible always say about dying to yourself? Do you guys know what dying to ourselves is? Do you guys know the principle of the kingdom? What kingdom can use? How kingdom uses people? So today, get ready. We're going to learn about this topic. Okay, let's really think about whose Heavenly Father can use and trust today. Because a lot of people, they want to use. See, the thing is, we have a lot of ideas how to build the kingdom of God. Did you notice that? But do you know, God doesn't need your ideas. He needs you. He needs your obedience. Guys, can you imagine the greatest designer, creator of the universe? You think he doesn't know what he wants to do? He needs your submission. He needs your obedience. So make sure you know what I'm talking about. So Jesus mentioned death very often. And today, this is exactly what we will talk about. Many years ago, when I was like a lot younger, I asked Jesus why there is two types of Christians. One type, and it's a majority of the people, they just like gray mess. Everybody just love Jesus. They saved, but they never do anything great. They always like, they're here, they worship, they read the Bible. But guys, this is not me. If I'm giving myself to the kingdom, I want God to build kingdom through me. But see, the thing is, he doesn't need your input. All he needs is your obedience. And how we come to the obedience. And sometimes we think, oh God, give me this bunch of money. Give me this huge influence and I will do it for you. Jesus is like, I don't need your, I do what I want. See, that's the thing. That's the key. Okay. We are the sons of God, and sons of God, they must move through death. It's the period. See, the problem is a lot of people think that death is something bad. Death is actually something really good for the Christian. Because now you let go of everything you are, who you are, what you want to do, who you want to be, and you let the kingdom flow through you. This is the key, guys. If you want God to move through you, you need to stop moving. You see my point? Okay, let's see. Let's just do this. John 15, verse 16, it says, you did not choose me, but I chose you, Jesus telling to his disciples, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. Question, guys, what can bear fruit? Only dead can bear fruit. Guys, when you drive in through here, did you see all these trees that bear fruit, for example, not now, but later? There is something in the ground that died. We never think about this. See, we always like, we read the scripture, okay, I'm ready to produce fruit. Jesus is not talking about you get ready to produce fruit. Jesus is telling you, get ready to get buried. Do you guys get what I mean? See, I have a seed with me, all right? This is like some kind of a nut. I don't care. But it will never produce anything if it's just a hangout with a bunch of nuts. You just want to be in a bag of nuts, having great time. But when you want to, when God wants to do something through you, He needs to separate you from all of those nuts. He needs to dig a hole. You get ready to fly. No. Get ready to dive. He dig a hole for you. And He said, "Welcome to my kingdom, my son." And you're like, "Jesus, this is not what I want." It's not what you want. See, the thing is, seed that did not die always takes. Seed that been buried, died, always gives. Did you guys know? Did you guys see this key? The thing is, and the most amazing thing, the seed, if it didn't die, it always need to come up with a new thing, new way, new things of doing things. What is popular right now? You see what I mean? What is it? What is trending right now? What's the best thing I can do for Jesus? This seed is not dead, but the dead seed never think about anything. It flows out of the spiritual DNA. Do you guys get what I mean? That means the seed will never think about what it's supposed to do, because it will be buried and will be produced fruit automatically from what who you are. Do you guys want kingdom to use you? Do you know that kingdom already inside of you? Do you guys notice? God said, Bible says, kingdom already on inside of you. It will flow out of you, out of your belly. This life will flow. But it's, see, the thing is, we think about ourselves as trees, but God talking to the pine cones. You are the pine cone, guys. You see those tall trees? And you think like, "Oh, this is me." Jesus said, no. I'm prophesying right now to people who needs to go and dive and bury, be buried, die, and produce fruit. So he's talking to a bunch of seeds, bunch of pine cones. Okay. A living seed always takes, and the dead seed always gives. So guys, did you notice the nature of God? Nature of God is to always give. He never takes anything. Everything you know about the Father, Heavenly Father, His kingdom, it always gives, gives, gives. Blessings, everything, all you do is just worship Him, but the kingdom of God always gives. His nature is to give. Give His Son, give blood, forgiveness, everything flow. And you notice, when you become a son of God, you inherit the nature of God. You start to give. Everything starts to flow from you. But there is a process, guys. We'll talk about three stages. How people dying. Some of you right now, some of you in the process of dying, and you think devil is attacking you. Some of you right now in a season when you're like, I'm in a fight of my life, but you don't understand. This is God trying to bury you. And you're fighting with all of your might. No, I'm not gonna. Just trust Him. He will get you through the process, and you'll do what He puts inside of you. See, the thing is, like, for example, my life. There is something I can do for God. But I said, "God, I want this thing to be unlimited." Do you know how to get unlimited power, unlimited authority, unlimited inheritance? Just become a seed and go into the ground. That means that tree will always produce fruit. That tree will never fight for identity. Did you see? Do you notice, guys, that only seeds fight for identity? Trees never fight for identities. You don't get it, guys. Did you see a bunch of people that fight who they are? They like always in competition with somebody else on the stage. "Oh, I sing better. Oh, I dance better. I yell louder." God said, "What is going on with these kids?" Trees never fight for identities because they know who they are. And that's how you differentiate between mature and the babies in Christ. Seeds always fight for identity because they themselves have no clue. That's why seed always cry about bad text message. They say something so horrible about me because you have no idea who you are. Oh, somebody on social media put me down so bad. Become a tree and you're not gonna give a squat. You see my point? You're not gonna care. Because you are who you are. Either you enjoy it or move on. See, guys, identity. You can only get identity through the process of death. Everybody wants to be identified. Everybody wants identity. Everybody wants the name. You know, notice the Bible, all of them. Moses never became the Moses because Moses wanted to be a Moses. Soon as Moses understands that he is Moses and killed the Egyptian, never works. Because Moses never gone through the process. Everybody against him. Now Jews against him. Now a Pharaoh army against him. And he's just running to the desert. Why? To die. After 40 years, here come the Moses. Dead and done. Don't want to do anything. See the burning bush. I think there was a mistake. I'm sorry, God. That was the wrong way. Can I go away, please? Can you choose my bro? Because I don't think I can speak really well. I can speak really well as well. I don't care. See, guys, the people who are dead, they are really dead. Can you imagine? God is talking to you and you kind of like, maybe not. That means you are dead. And everything starts flowing out of the Moses. Can you imagine? From that point on, Moses never needs everything because it flows out of his identity in God. Everything he says, everything he does, it's God doing this thing. See, we want kingdom to move, but we don't want to lose ourselves. But kingdom cannot share the platform with your flesh. Somebody needs to die. Either this is you doing something for Jesus, then come up with another idea, or you just die and let Jesus take over. Do you guys get what I mean? Do you get it? All right, we'll go deeper. We are all born with potential for life. Trust me, guys. And then, soon as you're born again, you're saved. Then God asks you, would you submit yourself for the kingdom? That means it's no longer you. Jesus said, I don't do anything unless I see Father's doing it. That means there's nothing Jesus wants or needs or wants to do or have to do. He doesn't do anything. He said, like, whatever God show me, this is exactly what I do. Because seed, see, I love this thing about the seed. See, with all of the want, seed cannot do anything but the thing that is inside of you. Seed cannot change it. Seed cannot, today it's apple tree, tomorrow I think I'll be orange. Oranges are popular. It never works that way. God created you. He places his DNA, like spiritual DNA inside of you. And he wants that kingdom to flow. But somebody need to go down. Somebody need to submit. And said, not my will, but your will be done. It's no longer me. Remember Bible? But it's him. And he needs to grow. I need to go down, perish, get smaller. It's no longer me. See, I love it. See, since then, since, I don't know, like a few years when I met Jesus and then he led me through the process, I never think about what I have to say. See, seeds that never gone through the process, they always try to, how should I say this, copy other influencers, other ministries. They always trying to be something. And they can fake it up to the point. But when you get down and bury, that means you are tapped to unlimited source of who God is. unlimited source what you can do for the kingdom, because it's no longer you. You're submitted, you're in the hole, you're covered. Nobody sees you anymore. See, did you see the tall tree on your backyard? Did you ever go down and says, oh, pine cone, I'm sorry, what happened to you? Please, pine cone, it's all of the glory belongs to the pine cone. Forget the tree. Nobody sees the pine cone. Nobody cares about the pine cone. Nobody even thinks about the pine cone. Everybody sees the tree. The tree is God's kingdom. And you are the pine cone. But we want a kingdom to be a pine cone. I want to be a tree. You need to see me. You need to notice me. But God says, no, 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 no. You want to do my will? It's going to be my way. See, we always pray. See, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. How kingdom come? Kingdom can only come through dead people. Jesus died, resurrected, and now he is bringing the kingdom. You see, we follow the same pattern. You're born again. Now you have to submit. Actually, you don't die. Seed doesn't die. Actually, that's how seed get to live. Or if you don't want to die, you just get preserved. Just sit on a table with a bunch of other seeds. Just, you know, fighting for who's singing better. Who's get better dress or pants or shoes or a car. Who cares? Go down, die. You'll see how kingdom will flow out of you. You will be amazed what God's gonna do through you. It's amazing, guys. See, the thing is, you will be amazed what's gonna come out of you. You will teach yourself as you teach others. You will be shocked what God will do through you. And it's no longer struggle, guys. See, that's a lot of ministry. You know how ministers and ministry burned down? They never died. They tried, they pushed, they motivate people. It's no longer God's kingdom. It's motivational church, motivational speaker. We motivate people now. They're no longer born again, they're motivated. Are you kidding me? Whew. Let your kingdom come. Kingdom can only come through dead people. When you are dead, you can no longer do what you want. See, the thing is, that's why I love this. This is so beautiful. When you are dead, you cannot do what you want, because now spiritual DNA takes over and the kingdom of God starts flowing out of you. Did you notice how there is a lot of teachings right now? There is no price. There is no season. There is no death. See, that's what Satan tried to represent to Jesus in the desert. Just forget about it. Just bow, everything yours. Just make this. Just throw yourself off of the building and everybody will see you. And they will worship you right there on the spot. They see the angels put you down on the ground. You will not die. See, the thing is, what the devil trying to do? Yes, you have calling. But the spirit of this world will try to take your process away. Try to give you what you want. See, the power of the Satan, he knows who you are. He knows what the seed wants to do, supposed to do. And he tried to give you this without dying. Guys, do you understand what I mean? Basically, Jesus, you don't have to go through the process. You want this world to belong to you? Just do it right now. I'll give it to you right there, right now. No process. Why are you even sweating? See, that's the spirit of this world. It always tried to lie to you that there is no price. Guys, the price, every seed pays the price to become a tree. Please understand, guys, if people say there is no price, that means people have no clue what they're talking about. Every seed. And this is how this kingdom of God, even kingdom of God, God says, Jesus says, even kingdom of God like a seed. Everything in God's kingdom like a seed. You are a seed of God. But there is battle between what the seed wants to do and what the seeds are. Did you see the difference? What's the seed want to do and what the seed really are. Sometimes you don't like who you are. You just want to do what other people do. But you need to die and you will see whatever is in there, it's going to be the most popular thing. You will be shocked how popular this is when it gets buried. You will be amazed at unlimited power, that wisdom. Doesn't matter who you are, the seed's potential is inside, but to get it out, you need to go down. Whew. And soon as Jesus told me, you know, I asked Heavenly Father, I understand that everything he does with his family. See guys, he is not your boss. He's not guy that controls your life. He always referred to himself as the Father. Jesus always tried to teach his disciples, my Father. Always he tried to connect them to the Father. See, the Father is the family term. He said, he didn't say like, my boss, your boss. He said, my Father and your Father. That means everything God does, it's family. That means I have to become my family. And you're born again, it's not necessarily God will trust you. Yeah, you become part of his kingdom, but to become a son, you go through the process of sonship. That means like Jesus, dying, resurrecting, and now everything, who you are, will flow out of you. Nobody will stop it. Nobody can change it. This is exactly who you are. I told God, can I become part of your family? Don't get me wrong, I was born again. I knew God, I was following him. But I noticed that the kingdom cannot trust me with big things. You see what I mean, guys? I can only do little things here and there, but not the big things. And I said, I felt like I need to affect more than my neighborhood. I felt like I need to affect my nation. I need something inside of me that is bigger than this, you know, like square block that I'm living in. And God said, I will guide you through the process, but you have to submit. And we'll talk about, real soon, we'll talk about three stages. He told me one really great thing. He said like, son, please understand, people are not looking for your talents. People looking for me. How much God on the inside of you? See, the thing, guys, we want people to notice us, but God says my influence only given to those who led by me and represent me. How much God do you have to give to people? How much, when they see you, how much they will see him? Or this is just you, they will follow you. See, this is where it's get really interesting. It's like, yeah, this is me, but soon as you're done ministering, all they see is Father. All they see his power, all they see his love. But when you are not part of the kingdom and you're just trying to do something for the kingdom, people always notice you, bless you, praise you, put you on a pedestal. You see my point, guys? The thing is, what people see, when you're done talking to them, are they drawn to the Father or are they just drawn to your sermons? You see my point, guys? See that? And that's how you know, is it Father's DNA inside of you or this is just you making something happen? See, God doesn't need slaves, he needs sons. And sons, they don't build their kingdom, they build his kingdom. Just give him praise. Just thank you, Jesus. And he told me, people looking for God, the more God inside of you, the more influence and depth you will carry, the more wisdom will be given to you. It's like said, remember, John the Baptist says, I need to decrease. Decrease So he needs to increase. See, that's our life. We start big and then we go down. And then we start going through the process of death. And it's less and less and less of me and more and more and more of him. And it's no longer, people no longer see you. When they hug you, can you imagine? They hug Jesus. Wow. When they talk to you, do you have enough God in you that it's God talking to them? Not your wisdom, like world wisdom or your thinking, your theology. Can God really talk through you to that person? See, that's the whole point of sonship. Can God use you for his kingdom? Can God talk through you, minister to those people through you? But did you notice that we always want a piece of the pie, you know? Like, I did it. No, you didn't do nothing. All I did is just say yes to Jesus. All I said, all you need to do is just say yes to Jesus. Just let him go, let him help you to go through the process. Let me tell you, process is not easy, but this is the best thing that ever happened to me, guys. When you go through it, not one day I have to look what to preach on, what to pray, what to do. It will always there. It's always there. It always flows. If you know me, I can talk 24/7. Just give me a Red Bull. It just pushes and pours and pours out and pours out. The more you give, the more you have. See, this is the kingdom. This is how sons operate. They don't sell. They just give because there is so much of it. It's like a cow. Cow have an unlimited source of milk. Just, you become a spiritual cow. A lot of milk. They say like, oh, I think I took all the milk. And cow says like, whew, thank you. I'll have some more tomorrow. Ooh. See, you stop doing it and you becoming it. This is different. See, people burn out because they doing it. Jesus, for so many years I serve you. Yeah, you cut yourself right now. You serve him. That's the problem. That's the whole point. You don't serve him. You let him serve through you to his kids, to his children. And when that flow of heaven goes through you, it heals you. It gives you wisdom. You see, people don't get it. They think I'm working here. I'm burning out. I'm getting better. I'm getting wiser. I'm getting more fresh. You see my point? Because it's the kingdom. It's two ways. Either this is flows out of me and killing me, or this is flowing through me and restoring me and healing me. It serves you right now. It builds you, but it heals me, restores me, and gives me wisdom. Everything I need, it just flows through you. But that's the thing. Can you allow God to flow through you? And he will be great. They will notice him. Understand, you will have your identity, but it's no longer you. When people see you, they will see Jesus. They will see his kingdom. It's so good. I love it. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I understand that for God, guys, the only true value is the eternal souls of his people. And he does not trust them just to anyone. See, at the end of it all, when you ask for the ministry, at the end of it all, it's always come down to souls. And he told me, as many people as you can help, that as many people you can kill. I want you to think about that. Because influence not only bring people up, if you misuse the influence, it brings people down. See, and that's, God needs to absolutely trust you. You're not gonna misuse what he's gonna give it to you. And that's really important. Okay, now three stages, guys. I'm not gonna take too much of your time. Three stages. First lesson that I have to go through. This is my life. Maybe there is more stages I've gone through. Three stages that really affected my life. And after third one, I felt absolute God's release into the ministry and anointing. I was absolutely changed. So listen to this one. Maybe you are going through one of those, or maybe all of them right now. Irak, lesson number one, belonging. This lesson was only for God to be, not only for God to be confident that I belong to Him, but for me to be completely confident that I belong to Him. Here I went through stressful situations of pressure, disappointment, loss of my first ministry. Here's the Father took off everything that I put on myself, thinking these things are my identity. He took away everything that was not His. Guys, do you remember story of Joseph? Imagine you called to the ministry and you're like, yes, I'm a dreamer. But do you guys know Joseph was not ultimately a dreamer? I want you to get this. Dreams open doors to be ruler. After he interpreted the last dream of the Pharaoh, Bible never says he interpreted not even one dream. Oh, this is this a revelation or something? You're looking at me like, oh, do you guys read in the Bible? Is it like, oh, Joseph was a dreamer? No. Dreams was the door through which God took him. See, the thing is, but if you will stuck in the first stage of your life wearing the coat of many colors that your papa gave it to you, your people, you see the first coat, please understand, it always comes from people. Oh, think about that. People, oh, you're such a worship leader, and they put the coat on you. Oh, you're such a musician. Oh, you preach the paint off the walls. They put that coat on top of you. And they're like, whoa. But do you know, if that coat were never took it down, he would never died and become a ruler. He was always stuck in a stage of interpreting the dreams. You guys don't get what I'm saying right now. Please, you think that you are who you are, but this is just the first coat that people recognized, but this is not you. Real you needs to go down, die, and come back. Do you know that he becomes ruler? Please understand me. He become ruler only after he went through all of the stages. He died. He no longer wants anything. And now Pharaoh looking for somebody who's gonna rule the whole kingdom. We think that, oh, I'm here, I'm doing something for Jesus. Please understand, this is just the first coat that people sewed. Yet it's beautiful, but God wants to take that coat away from you. Oh, I know you will fight it because this is your identity. What I'm gonna do? Oh, they no longer need me. Wah, wah, wah. Oh, they let me go. Please, let go. They fired me. Okay, you lost your coat. So who cares? Because you think this is all who you are. But God says, see, the first stage, do you really belong to God? If you belong to God, and maybe you're going through some rough times right now. Your coat be taken off, everything, but you need to know, Jesus, I'm yours. I do not care. See, the thing is, when he was taken, put in a hole, his coat was taken away. He was sold into a slavery. He was bought by Potiphar, and he was ministering, like working in that house. See, the thing is, he always changed the clothes. I have such a good sermon I might preach on the clothes of your life. What you're wearing, it represents your stage in your life. See, there is one coat, and then there is a second coat that Potiphar put on you. It's, you are getting close. You know, you're interpreting dreams, and you rule a little. But you are not in charge. You see, guys, my point. You are kind of in charge, but you're not in charge. See, God give you the glimpses in the process of who you really are. And then I'm sure he doesn't want to go to jail after that one. He's like, God, I thought this is it. I thought this is so good. I'm taking care of. I'm ruling this little tribe of slaves right here. Everything cool. I'm just doing my thing. And then Potiphar's wife wants to have him. And imagine his standards. See, that's how God checks you. Do you have standards in the process? Yeah. Because a lot of people, they're like, oh God, you forget me? Forget God. And you're like, whatever, I'm gonna do whatever I want. But no, this is just a test. Do you have standards in the process? Can you be who you are when you have nothing, you are a slave? Can you be who you are and say no to that temptation, no to that sin? See, that's, and nobody knows you. You don't know yourself. I'm sure Joseph have no clue who he is. He's like, yeah, I love God. I have a promise. I think I can interpret dreams and maybe rule a little. And then something horrible happens. His standards put him in jail. You think you're gonna say something right, and then smack, you're in jail. And you're like, okay, what do I deserve? What do I do to deserve this? But the jail, see why we need jail, guys? We need jail to get healed from all of the wounds, from father's house, Potiphar, all these things. You are in jail. Maybe you are in jail right now. What the jail is, you cannot do anything. Do you know what jail is? You have no freedom. You basically, you can't move. You have so much potential, but it's like God holding you. It's like, you're not gonna move. You're like, hey, I wanna do something. Fail, 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 loser. You see my point? Loser, loser. I don't wanna go to SpongeBob reference, okay? Oh, I'm talking to my people, wow. Okay, I'll mention some next time, all right. Daniel likes it, yeah. Oh yeah. Do you guys get something out of this? See, you think that this clothes that you're wearing right now, this is your future. Guys, this is not even a beginning. All you have to do is trust God, belong to God, completely submit, say whatever this is. And the second stage, we're going, guys. Second stage, I call trust. Can you trust God with anything? Like whatever right now going on with you, you just let go. It's just like, whatever, I'm God's no matter what. See, that's why you need to go that stage. This is the stage where you go deeper and deeper into the ground. That means I trust God no matter what happens in my life right now. I do not care. Good, bad, horrible, beautiful, I do not care. I'm completely submitted to God. I trust Him with everything. See, He needs to know, can He trust you? He needs to know, can you trust Him in anything? And that's why this lesson was only... This lesson was to learn to trust completely in everything, guys. It was one of the most brutal periods of my life. I remember that. Oh, my wife remember that too. I learned to trust Him in poverty, illness, betrayal, failure, and so on. He just walked me through everything and watched to see if I fully trust in Him and His plan for my life. Or I want to create plan B and find the way out. It just, that's the period of jail. I remember that period. Everything failed. Felt like a loser. Nothing works. Me and my wife, we were laughing. I said like, hey babe, everything we touch doesn't work. I mean, people who don't know God, they do this and it works. It's like anything we touch, nothing works. Everything fails. And then God reminded me, you are in jail right now. Relax. And you know, I sit in jail. She remembered that time. I always like, ooh, I'm almost bitter because my ministry failed. People betrayed me. And he said like, you're not gonna get out of here until you forgive. See, some of you sit there because you cannot forgive. But soon as you forgive, Joseph understood there is nothing to forgive. His brothers, it was like a gift from God. And they remember how they reacted? They said, like, please don't kill us. In my own words, please don't kill us. And he said, kill you? I love you. He said, without you, I will never be here. Never would have been here. See, soon as you forgive, see, unforgiveness makes you blind what's going on around you. As soon as you forgive, you see clearly the plan of God and you see, oh, coat. Well, thank you for taking that coat out. I have a better one right now. And a ring on his finger, which represents total authority over all the kingdom of Egypt and everything Pharaoh does. He just controls everything. Wow. And maybe you're in jail. Oh, I hated jail, guys. I have so many ideas. My wife, remember, I always like, I'm going to do this. Failed. I'm going to do to another church to start a little ministry. Maybe I'm going to preach to somebody. Failed. Kicked out. Failed. Slapped. It's like, what's going on? Jesus said, jail is for sitting down and relax. But no, not me. I'm full of life. And Jesus said, like, please die. Quick. So I can use you. And soon as, she remembered that time, soon as I said, like, ministry, I don't want to know ministry anymore. I love this jail. I bought the new furniture. I start to love jail. I said, jail is awesome because nobody bothers me. I can talk to Jesus 24/7. And soon as I start enjoying my jail, I said, this is it. Finally, I love it. Knock on the door. See, guys, this is the problem. We think we can skip, but you always prolong. Just enjoy your jail, because trust me, as soon as you get here, you're not gonna get rest at all. You're gonna be like a horse. Global ministry, open the churches, buy the church, open the split. Jesus, can I sit down? You sat for 4 years. Enough. Go. You're like a racehorse. But you need to be smart racehorse. Because Jesus wants to race you. Okay, where we are? We good? We good. There's one more, guys. One more. And we are wrapping this up. I just want to squeeze the juice out of this sermon so you can get some just the juicy stuff. Okay. So if you are in jail, if you're losing everything right now, it's your time to understand that God's leading you through belonging. Like losing everything, oh, whatever, okay, where I belong to Jesus, I don't care, I just want to be with him. Trust, you start losing stuff, friends, betrayals, everything, and then you sit bitter. And then you want to do something you can do. You're in jail, enjoy your jail. Enjoy your jail time. In jail, I got to know Jesus so close, guys. So we need jail. Jail is good for you. It's good for your soul. You're like, oh, I want to do something for Jesus. But do you know Jesus? See, the thing is, we want to do something for Jesus. But do you know Jesus? See, in jail, I got to find out who Jesus is. Because all I can do is just talk to Jesus. This is the only thing I did. As soon as I step right, step left, shot in the head again. Like, oh, come on, Jesus. He's like, I told you, sit down, relax, talk to me. And soon as I got through the healing and I forgave everybody and I said to my wife, I don't even want to ministry. Then ministry started knocking on my door and like, hello. I said like, yep, what's up? He said like, now you can go. I said like, Jesus, now I don't want to go. See, when you are ready, really ready, you don't want to go because you are so comfortable in who you are in God. You don't need anything. You already got your identity. You see my point? Because people who always racing, doing stuff, had people that looking for identity. But soon as you know who you are, see, that's the difference between sons and slaves. Slaves always work to impress the boss. Sons, he just lays on the couch. He don't even care. He's like, hey, can you take out the garbage? Bob, can I do it in a couple hours? What are you doing? I'm not in the mood. Not in the mood to taking out the garbage. Yeah. I'm in my zone. I'm sewing something. He's sewing stuff. Oh, man. To be a kid of the pastor. I'm sorry, son. I'm sorry. It's just like, I don't know. You are the only example I can use. He already got used to it. It's fine. And soon as I get it, Jesus, it's like Moses. Soon as you settle down, okay, I'm gonna work with the sheep. I'm gonna do these things. I'm gonna be a pastor to the sheep. I'm gonna be a shepherd. And then mountain starts calling you. See, when you're ready, it's no longer you that try to work Jesus. It's Jesus that trying to work with you. And you like Gideon. Okay, I kind of understand that I need to go to fight, but I don't really want to. Can you make the skin wet and grass dry? Remember the signs that he tried to do? He said like, and then next morning he came like, okay, the skin wet, huh, sucks. Okay, another one. Let it be skin dry and grass wet. Jesus like that. He's like, ah, darn it. See, he put those signs not to go, but not to go. He doesn't want to go. That's why he put those signs. See, he's like, I know that grass gonna be dry and it's probably skin's gonna be dry too. But no, it's wet. Ay, ay, ay. See, people who are ready, they don't want to go because that thing that you wanted no longer give you the satisfaction of getting your identity because you already know who you are. And when you know who you are, you doesn't need to prove to nobody. You see my point? See, my son never gonna prove to no one of you that he's my son. He's like, oh, you're not son of Andre. He's like, and just walk. Because doesn't care. He knows who he is. And people who don't know who they are, yes, I am. Did you hang out with me? Yes, I am. Here's my pictures. Yeah. I did. You're always trying to prove. Why? Are you that unconfident? You don't know? Third one. Lesson number three. Sacrifice. Sacrifice. Nobody wants to sacrifice. People like, Jesus, you take everything, but can I just hold on to stuff? Because stuff makes me who I am. See, in this world, in this time, stuff is who you are. Look at the social media. You just roll through the feed and it's nothing but stuff. Stuff. Cars, vacations, clothes, lips, more lips, eyelashes, lips. What's going on? Cars, vacations, lips. Come on! Is there anything else? Cat. Okay, that's better. I like it. But who you are? You're not lips. You're not vacations. You're not cars. You're definitely not a cat. Well, some identify as cats right now. It's crazy times. But there's nothing you can do about. You just have to pray for them, right? They get their marbles back. Okay. Sacrifice. This lesson was to learn how to sacrifice. Guys, and it's like, oh, Jesus, I give you all. You know, like we always pray like, Jesus, I'm going to give you all. He's like, I don't need your all. I need your best. You're like, what do you mean, Jesus? He said like, and he told me, whatever is valuable to you, that's exactly what is valuable to me. You don't get it, guys. God is of everything. He owns everything. He's not getting rich. He needs nothing. So whatever you value, that's what God's value. And remember the story of Abraham? When God tried to make him the father of all nations, the father of faith, everything. He's got great destiny. But there is one thing that holds him to get into his destiny. It's the sacrifice. And he's like, if you love me, just give me your son. And until he decided, trust me, he already killed his son in his mind and in his heart. Only angel just stopped his hand. In his mind, he already done. He giving his son to God. See, guys, it's like some people said, like, oh, do I have to give everything to Jesus? No. He knows that most valuable thing. Guys, most of the time, it's not even money. Sometimes it's your beautiful career. Ooh, that you worked so many years for. This is your God. This is your idol. This is your identity. It's not even mine. Sometimes, well, with me, who listened to my story, it was like a beautiful, like collector edition Porsche. Now, like, they don't know how much it costs. It costs so much. Like that car, I was breathing on that car, like polishing that car. My son has got unforgiveness when I gave that car to Jesus. Yeah, he'll tell you that story later sometimes, right? I know Daniel will stay here sometimes and then I'm gonna get all the bruises. I know. I'm getting ready for it. So it's fine. So it'll change. And he said, Jesus, can I give you everything? He said, I don't need your everything. I don't need your rusty Toyota. You can have it. He said, like, I need that you value the most. See, that's how he knows that he is number one in your life. Can you sacrifice that? Ooh, it was a battle, guys. I don't want to let that car go. I was in Ukraine being like a poor little kid, grew up on the streets. And in one of the chewing gum, I unwrapped the chewing gum and it's a wrapper. And there is like turbo Porsche 911. And I said, like, when I was a kid, 10, 11 years old, I said, like, I will have this car no matter cost. And when I come to US, I bought that car. For several years, I restored that car. I put there my money, my soul. My wife started having like, she's like, are you even my husband or you married to that car? Because I spent so much time with that car restoring it. And then when God told me, it's during jail time, guys. It's the jail time. I enjoyed my jail time. I'm restoring my car, praying to Jesus, worshiping, doesn't want to do ministry. I said, like, ministry, are you kidding me? Well, how stupid I was. Why? I have Jesus. I don't need ministry. Soon as you understand you are a son, you don't really want to do anything. He's like, okay, I am a son. So if I do something, status not going to change. You guys, you don't get it. It means I'm going to only work more. I can be son and sitting at home. That's easier position, right? So, and I'm just like, I'm son, I don't care. I'm praying, I'm reading my Bible, I'm enjoying time with Jesus. And at the same time, I'm restoring my car, putting my heart and soul into it. And it was beautiful. People want to buy it. I said, like, this car will never be sold. I will give it to my son as inheritance. That's why maybe he didn't forgive me for a while. And he's like, Pop, because he loved that car. We always take the roof off. I have like a banging system in the back and I put him, we take the roof off and we like go and like boom, boom, just enjoying our time. I don't want ministry anymore. I'm fine. I don't care. Well, they go to hell. I'm sorry, Jesus, not my problem. Not my issue. Call somebody else. I was like, there is people way better than me. And then I have to get away. And son told me, he was a little big then. He said, like, I imagined. He said, like, Pop, where is your car? And I was like, oh, I know there is going to be a problem. And it's going to be some healing going on right now. I was like, I gave to Jesus. And he's like, I always imagine that Jesus gets into that Porsche and fly into heaven. He's like, I always thought Jesus, like, go into the heaven in that car. Just a little kid, how kid gonna think Jesus driving that car, right? And God told me, like, please give it to me. It's not of the value. It's not of what it is. It's what it is representing to you. See, heaven wanna trust you, but only after you go through the process, guys. And soon as I gave my best, and something inside of me broke in a good way. That means I no longer have anything more valuable than Jesus. You see my point, guys? This is the whole point of third stage of the sacrifice. It's for God to know that He is number one in your life. And after that, soon as I press that button on empty garage and that garage door is closing, I fell on my knees in the dark garage and I heard the voice of God. He said, now, what do you want? And I told him, I want to touch the hearts of this nation, of my nation. And he told me, watch what I'm going to do through your ministry. Watch what I'm going to do through you. Guys, to this day, I'm amazed what God's doing locally and globally. You see my point? If you want God to trust you, can you allow Him to lead you to these three stages of dying to yourself? And soon as you're dead, this is now life begins. It's no longer competition, guys. You have no idea, because nobody can copy you. You don't get it. People can copy my words. People never can copy your spirit, your wisdom and revelation. You see my point? He gave you something that can never be copied, can never be reproduced by human hands. He gave you something so yours. Remember in the Bible, it says in Revelation, I give you your name and that name only you know. God knows and you know. See, this is that identity that only Father can give. But that identity will cost you your physical this, whatever this is. Do you guys get something? Thank you, Jesus. I think I'm good. I think I'm done. You get it? Three stages, dying to yourself. Go, up, fly. Let's get up, guys. Let's get up. I need some music. I'm a sucker for the music. Ooh. Give me my atmosphere. Give me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just thank Him for wherever you are right now. Maybe you're at the stage one. You are trying to belong. Maybe you are at the stage two. You are in a process of trust. You are in jail. Or maybe right now you've gone through those two stages and you're on a third stage when God telling you to give up on whatever you think you are. Because you need to lose that coat, because He's got something for you. And this not, you might not even know what it is, because the real value of the seed only can be seen when seed will die. Before seed dies, you can only imagine what it is. Oh, I think this is some kind of a tree that have potential of doing something great. But soon as it dies, you know exactly what it is. Nothing better, guys, than to know who you are in Christ. Your name will be given to you. You will be identified as the Son. You are no longer copy of something else that you watched on YouTube. You are a genuine product of kingdom. You are authentic. You no longer copy. You're something that only God's hands can touch, create, and use. Thank you, Jesus. If guys, somebody needs prayer right now. I know maybe that stage is brutal. Guys, I remember those stages. It was hell. It's not easy. It was bad. If you're feeling right now like you're fighting something that you don't understand, please come up. We have a team that will pray for you. And we want to pray for you. That's why this family, it's all about. If somebody going through some horrible stage of your life, we are with you. We want to pray for you. Don't be timid. Don't be shy. Just come up. We have guys, we have team that been placed by God to pray for you. Jesus, please heal right now. Those who are here, if somebody watching us online and they're going through that brutal process of finding themselves. Maybe they are in slavery right now. Maybe they are in a hole, betrayed by their brothers. Maybe they are in the jail, trying to forgive, trying to let go. I ask you, Holy Spirit, touch their lives, touch their hearts right now. Let healing flow through them right now. Holy Spirit, just heal them, touch them, restore them. Please make sure they know that you are right there beside them. Close, love them. Yes, you're going through the process, but trust me, God is with you every step of the way. Every step of the way. This is the only way, guys. There is no easy way. This is for the mature Christians. This is for the mature sons of God that really want to do something for the kingdom, not just to play church, be church. Not to play bride of Christ, but to be the bride of Christ. Have your name that not been given to you by some pastor or laying of hands or just calling you something. The name that only can heaven give you after the process and the testing is done. After you hold to your values as the Son of God. After you've been through the process of pressing and never gave up, you know who you are. Now God can really trust you. Now you can trust yourself. Because you've seen yourself at the best and you've seen yourself at the worst. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you for everyone who's here. I know we all have this journey and we help each other. I bless my brothers and sisters in Christ and I ask you, God, lead them, help them, minister to them right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just trust Him. Oh, I remember, I don't want to forgive. Oh, people give me so much pain and grief. And that unforgiveness was almost like giving me like energy to live. And God says, this is dark energy. This will eat your soul up. You will fail. Because that unforgiveness is like a strength to move. And I look at their pictures and I hate them again. And I go to the social media and I hate them again. As soon as they have some failure, I'm happy for their failure. And God tells me, this is who you are. This is who you want to be. He said, like, let go, forgive. How to forgive? Start to bless your enemies. Start to pray for those who are trying to hurt you. Just pray for them. Bless them. And you'll see that love will come. And you'll let go. Absolutely. Because it's God allowed this only to get you tested. Can you forgive? Can you let go? Maybe you're in jail right now and you're like, God, what should I do? And He said, like, relax, forgive, enjoy my presence. If you're not allowed to do any ministry right now, it's for the only one reason, to get closer to Holy Spirit. He holds you and He wants you to be with Him, not to find plan B. He asking you, son, can you spend more time with me? Just forget about everybody and everything. Just spend this time with me. And finally, the sacrifice. You work for this all your life. This is your promise, Abraham. This is your son. And now the thing you wanted the most, God gave you this promise. Now you need to let go. Jesus, this is my son. This is my identity. If I lose this, I'm nobody. Trust me, Abraham. Trust me, my son. And it says in the Bible that Abraham, he knew, he felt, he had a faith to know that God will resurrect him from the dead. But he needs to do this. The thing you most love, hold dear to you, that's what God will ask. He's not gonna ask for everything, it doesn't matter. He will ask for something that you value. Because when He gives you the keys to the kingdom, the only thing that you can value and you have to value is Him, That's it. Because nothing in your life can compete with God. If something is competing with God right now, that's not the path you want to be on. Nothing can compete with God. And if you really want to be the person of influence, somebody who changed something, really changed something, the only valuable thing in your life has to be Jesus. The only valuable person. He's the number one. I don't care what other people say or do. I am His son. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody say amen. Just give Him a shout of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Yes. Woo. I love you guys. I love you guys. Please take your seat. Yelisey, I know we forgot to pray for the home cells, right? Can we do it now? Is there people here? Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it, guys. Come on. Give him a mic. Take the mic. Yeah. Okay.
Uzi over here.
Wee!
Yeah, it's so good.
So good.
Love the presence, yeah. Guys that are going to be starting live groups, can you come out here? I don't know if they're all here. So it's going to be Ivan and it's going to be Vlad. Oh, he is here. Cool. Just the two?
Anybody? Well, we'll pray for them next time. I don't care. We'll pray for everybody. will we?
Yeah, they coming? He'll be here right
now. Okay, they're coming.
It's beautiful. Man of God arising.
Yeah.
Yeah. When it comes to live groups, it's really powerful because, you know, Church is like, if you ever seen that illustration, you know, church, like on the ocean or on the sea, you see the little hill or whatever, like a little mountain. And then you see under the water, the whole mountain continues and how deep it goes, really the how big it is. So that's what live groups really represent. They are the heart of church. Like literally they are the heart of church. So you guys, let's stretch out our arms and just bless them that God is on them and with them and just flows through them. Holy Spirit, thank you so much for their courage, my God. Thank you so much for their faithfulness, Jesus. Thank you that they are even themselves in the process and yet you are helping them just to step out and just go after it, my God. Just to release, Papa, your presence and your glory and be serving our cities that belong to us, my King, and just be serving your kids that are truly in need of service and help, my God, that they can open up their homes for your presence to be dwelling there and for your glory to be manifested and shown to this generation, God. Thank you so much for just establishing them and just showing them your love, that you are always with them, you are for them, and you will literally make them into vessels, that your glory will just flow and change souls and lives through them, Lord. And all the glory is yours, Jesus. We're just your body. We're obedient to you and everything you are doing in this place. Thank you, Jesus, for truly marking them with your lordship and your kingship, with your protection, with your blood, and with your love, God, that they reflect and flow love. And that be the root of it, my Jesus, because love is the only thing that can truly change a human soul and heart. Thank you, Jesus, that you are just making them a blueprint for the rest of our youth, my God, to truly pattern after and multiply. Just step into their identities and their callings, Jesus, and step into the right place at the right time that they truly, Papa, belong and represent your kingdom. We love you, Jesus, and we give you glory. Amen.
Love you guys. Okay, guys. Bless you. I think is coffee shop open? I think it's not. Huh? I don't know. Well, hang out, enjoy. Don't forget 6 p.m. Youth church youth service. Bless you guys. See you next time. Love you.